Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Monday, Thang, live and in the house, and it is a big day for a lot of people.
Back to school.
Sort of.
Back to school.
In Monica's house.
To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. Oh, back to school. Back to school.
Okay.
Back to school.
Here's my question, Monica. When you say back to school now, are you supposed to use air quotes when you say back to school? Or do you say back to school and use the air quotes there? Which one is it?
Well, it's back to something is what I say.
Okay. So then that means the school would be in air quotes, right? Back to school. Though you could say there's going to be a lot of school, but it's back to school because there's, you know, a lot of them aren't actually going anywhere.
Yeah, virtual learning this year. I know. Last night I was thinking, I was like, I probably should have taken Monday just so I could set up everything for the kids. Because, I mean, we worked on, stuff last night, making sure that they're prepared. But we'll see how things roll, this morning.
Yeah.
I told them the kids to set the alarm clock. And so, yeah, we'll be figuring it out this morning.
It'll be very interesting. So do you, will you be doing the show and you will be the principal all at the same time?
Yeah.
Is that how this is going to work?
So that's what, this will be quite the experiment. So we'll see how it works. Yeah. But I mean, Ava's 12, she's a seventh grader. And she's really responsible and she's on top of her game with stuff, but still I want to know what's going on.
Right.
She has everything in order. And Hendrix, he's kindergartner now. So, it's basically mommy.
Yeah, that one's going to be interesting. Do you have kind of any idea for a little kid like that, how this is going to work? Or have they kind of given you a little heads up or not really?
He'll have some live classes, but if you're, unable to attend one or two of them, they'll have them saved so you can go back and watch and you'll have his schoolwork. But yeah, but I'll have to help him with his laptop and, going and finding those live classes. So it'll be something for a lot of people.
Oh, it definitely will. Trust me, I know there's the schools are, you're trying to figure it out, learning on the fly and doing all this extra stuff. So I certainly feel for you, though. I will point out that my son's school, and I won't say what school it is. Do you know what his schedule is today, Monica?
Nothing.
Okay, good, because I don't either, because I have no idea what it is. Because they said, they said, we'll let you know on Monday. I'm like, what time should I be there? We'll let you know. When?
You know what? Because I know a couple people that are going through that right now. And I will say, fortunately, my sister-in-law, she's a teacher. And she's actually going to be teaching here in-person classes in the county. And so she came over last night, and I'm like, well, since you're here.
Hey.
Yeah, so she's helping a lot of folks, and she's tutoring and doing all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, all right, well.
Oh, I am very excited, Monica, to take advantage of my mother's big mouth that she has been running for years and years and years as a former teacher of all the things.
She's
that,
busy now.
Oh, all the schools should be doing this, and you as a parent should be doing that, and blah, blah, blah. So guess what? Grand Academy's open for business. Hope you're ready.
Uh-oh.
Finally.
Uh-oh. Is she agreed?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't get to see the children otherwise. I'm going to hold her hostage on this one. No, she said she will, so she's excited about that. I know. She's all excited. She said, I might just come over on Monday just to see how this all goes.
All right.
I don't know if we need that added stress on day one. How about day two? Because the minute it starts going sideways, you're like, I don't know why it's not working. What are you doing here? But we'll see.
Yeah, some folks are waking up and finding out their classes though this morning.
Yeah. So good luck. What's on your mind? I know some of the other schools have been going back the last couple of weeks, but me and Monica just see what's in front of our own faces, and that's what we have going on today in our houses. So it is. It's back to school, and the only person on the show without children is the one who took today off. So that makes sense. I'm not sure why.
You need to take some time.
Oh, absolutely.
It just so happens.
Maybe it's all those kids Antoine never tells us about. He probably has five kids, Monica, and he just won't let us know. It's all been a secret the whole time. So I've never been invited to his house. It's because he's got all his kids.
One day we'll meet him.
So we're rolling. Antoine is off today, but he will be back tomorrow. What is coming up in the Diamond of the Day, Monica?
Okay, so this nudist couple, they says they will pay you to do something.
Okay.
What is it? Under what conditions?
Ignore them and just continue on with my life. I'm good with that one. Can we go
you
with that
You don't
want
to know? They're going to pay you like $2,000.
$2,000. Okay, so a nude couple wants to give you money. You just got to do something. Mm-hmm. We'll let you know next.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
But you're going to hate it, though.
Okay.
Because this nudist couple.
Because I didn't like it already, even to start. I was not a fan.
Yeah, nudist couple. You hate that. Well, you're really going to hate this part. They want you to help them move. They're going to pay you $2,000 to help them move while nude. You have to be nude.
I have to be nude.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're a nudist couple. So if you stop by to visit, you have to be in the nude as well. You can't have clothes. That's rude.
Is that rude? You know?
I don't know.
If you want to be a nudist, that's totally fine. But I would say, much like being a vegetarian or a vegan, that those rules don't apply to me. I don't have to do that.
So but what if you live in a nudist community and you just want to stop by to see your friend and you're like, well, you know, they said requirement is to be in the nude as well.
I would think it would be for the people that live the lifestyle, right? I mean, let's look at it this way. If I have a friend, a couple, and it's a gay couple, okay, Monica, and they invite me over for dinner, I don't have to be gay for the night, right? I mean, that's not how that works.
Right. But, I mean, I don't know how. Well, text in if you're a nudist couple. Explain.
Okay. Yes, I think that's
5353.
I've never met a nudist. Have you met a nudist?
Yes, actually. But okay. I didn't know until after she moved away. And, and she posted some photos on Facebook. I'm like, well, I'll be darned.
Well, did you ever go over her house? Did she require you to disrobe?
No. But I was thinking, I was like, well, I can see now, you know, and now after talking to her.
That wasn't where your revelation was. You're like, you know what? Now when I think about it, every time I went over her house, we were all naked. You know, now that makes sense. Huh, I should have put two and two together.
But she is now. She moved away to Florida or somewhere.
Okay.
And, yeah.
You got to go somewhere hot. I feel like you always have to be somewhere hot if you're into the nudist lifestyle. It can't be cold because there's just, you know.
No,
you don't want that going
That's
on.
No good.
Okay, so they'll pay you $2,000 to help them move, but you have to be naked. I'd also like to point out that for the most part, that is below market value when it comes to charge like a mover. Movers usually cost at least twice that. So you get paid
maybe
less.
Maybe you get a good tip.
I suppose if you're a nudist, then this is perfect for you because you already get to be nude and you get to make a little extra cash. But again, it is doing the worst job ever, which is moving.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Good luck to them.
If someone tried to pay me $10,000 to help them move, I mean that's why you pay moving companies $10,000, and there's five of them that come out there because it's too much of a pain. So go ahead. And if you are a nudist and you want to let us know the rules, 52353. You can text in. Coming up in the Scoopla, they always used to say that a snake could come up out of the toilet and get you.
Yep.
All right. Well, how about if the coronavirus can come up out of your toilet and get you? We'll explore this
come
coming
on.
Up.
No.
K92 morning thing. Oh, Monica, I was in nature this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were in the woods?
Yeah, that's what people do now. We do nature. Remember, we never did nature, but now we're all in the nature all of a sudden. This is what we've decided.
That's good, though. It's quiet.
I like
There's
nature.
No one around.
Oh, man. We went tubing on the James. And because Saturday was the dud hurricane, at least for here, I mean, there was all sorts of rain and destruction and everything. So, I'm not joking about that or anything. But we were supposed to get a fair amount of rain here and kind of didn't. And
I know.
It cleared
I was surprised
out.
By that.
Yeah. At noon, when it cleared out, we had already sort of assumed, okay, this looks pretty fast moving, so we'll go ahead. I mean, it was beautiful out, and there was nobody
really nice.
Out there because the hurricane had scared everybody away. So nobody made any plans because we went tubing on the James. And I didn't see anybody. No one. 3 hours. I didn't see another human, which was fantastic.
Not one person. Not even a deer. You didn't see any animals.
You know what? I take it back. I did see cows. So you'd be wrong on that one, actually. Yeah, there were a bunch of cows just hanging out in the river, just minding their own business. And then us.
Okay.
And that was all. So, yeah, so. Was good, like nature from time to time.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, I grew up in nature, really quiet. So, and I enjoyed that. I was telling Jared that we probably needed to book a trip just away. mm-hmm. away from the city. Of course, Roanoke City is not huge, but still, just to get out to the country.
Away from this tiny city. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drive 1 mile. 1 mile.
And 1 mile. 1 mile. Let's go to Bedford County.
Out in nature, out in the middle of nothing. Yeah. It does get nowhere fast around here pretty quick, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I told him, I said, I want to go to the gun range or just practice shooting.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, well, we'll just go to the country.
I did that, too. I just like to point that out. Look at me doing all nature and guy stuff, shooting things and trees and stuff.
Yeah. Fire. You can make your own fire with a stick and a rock or something.
Yes, I did. A stick and a rock, and I lit that stick on fire with a match, but with a stick. You take two sticks, you rub them together, and you rub them on top of a match, and then it works perfect. It's amazing. Who knew?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what'd you do this weekend? Feel free. Text in 52353. It's back to school day in Monica's house, which I'm pretty sure means, you know, normally the kids would get their new back to school outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what we've learned, though, in Monica's house is they may have their new back to school outfit, but it'll be Monica who actually wears it because she's the one who wears children's clothing now in her house.
I was like, I dress like a child. Like, I just put on whatever.
No, you're misrepresenting. You didn't dress like a child. You dressed in children's clothing.
Children's clothing. That is different.
Yes. And that too.
You didn't look like a child. You were wearing the clothes that belonged to children.
Exactly. And you know what, Antoine? I would say she didn't look like a child. She actually looked like, because she had all these kids' clothing on, and then you had your big puff on the top. She looked like a Lego Ninjago character.
You know what I did? Yeah. Yep.
Yep. We hung out with Monica on Thursday. You know, I didn't tell you, by the way, I was the first person to see you coming. And it was kind of hilarious because we were at this person's house who has a big, long driveway and it's a hill. So you have to walk up the hill because everyone was kind of parked down.
It's a steep hill.
Yeah. Oh, it is a steep hill. So I saw you coming because I saw the puff on the top of your head. That's all I could see was that puff. And I said, Monica's coming. And everyone else said, where? I don't see her anywhere. I said, you see the puff? Oh, yeah, there she is. Yep. I knew that puff.
I did have a huge puff.
You did. And nobody else here has, I don't think anyone else in this building really even has the hair ability to rock that puff, as far as I know. We don't even have anyone.
I'm the only one right now, rocking the puff.
David Lee Michaels.
And a lot of folks hadn't seen me in forever, too. So it'd been like months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so they didn't remember the puff. That's certainly what it was. Mm-mm. Yeah, David Lee from Star Country, I don't think he could do the puff, but he's the only one, I believe, that has man bun potential hair. He could rock man bun.
Oh, yeah. He sure could. Yeah. I would love to see it.
Oh, you think he's going to wear a man bun of all people?
I would love can we dare him to do it? Is there something I would love to see it.
We may have to do that.
For 5 minutes.
Just will you rock a man bun for 5 minutes so we can take a picture of it? He's off this week. He's lucky. He's not here. Because I would run down the hall and it's like, excuse me, would you be willing to rock a man bun
next week?
Sake of
just for a minute.
K92. Like, hey, remember K92? They probably fired you back in the 80s or something. Will you do a man bun for us now? Come on. Please.
It's 2020. Come on. Do it.
It's 2020. There are no rules and nothing is right anymore. And there's coronavirus in your toilet. I'll explain next on the K92 Morning Thing. Coming up in the trending, Monica, I got something that's going to freak you out that burglars are figuring out how to do to try to get in your house. And maybe we'll talk about those random things that you envision, like when your imagination goes wild about how intruders are going to get you. Sort of what is yours? Like, what is that mindset? So we'll get into that.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Now, coronavirus is in your toilet.
Yay. Was everywhere.
I know.
Goodness.
It is. And it's just, you find out these things. I had this conversation with somebody yesterday because he was saying, a friend of mine is like, man, you know, information, it just feels like it changes. And they tell you one thing and then they tell you the other thing. I said, do you want to know why? The answer is very simple. We know nothing. We know nothing. And we are figuring it out. You know what they say? Spitballing. Yep. I'm just spitballing over here. That's all we're doing every day. We've taken a giant pot of spaghetti. We've thrown the entire thing against the wall. And we're just trying to figure out what sticks. And what sticks
one day at a time.
Yeah. What sticks today may not stick tomorrow. But this one was kind of freaky. So they made this discovery in China because this family of five all tested positive and there was nobody living in the apartment below them. But what they found was traces of the virus on like the sink, the faucet, and the shower handles in that bathroom, in that vacant apartment. And what they think is that it could travel up through the pipes and like shoot out your toilet.
Oh, God.
I know!
That sucks.
Yep.
That really sucks.
The other thing that sucks about this, too, is it lends a little bit of science and facts to some of Monica Brooks's cuckoo of the years of the way you eat ice cream.
Yes. I was like, I believe that ice cream, I like my ice cream really hard, you know, just so you know. I believe that when someone passes by or if I'm in the same room with someone or they pass any kind of gas, it makes my ice cream melt.
Right. And your thought was it's their gas air, their poopy air. And the particles in the air are heavy and hot and they float and they will melt your ice cream. Well, that's exactly what scientists say in this because they found infected aerosols in bathrooms up to 12 floors above the family that tested positive. So what they believe is the flex... the stuff had just wafted up through the pipe. So that's exactly what your theory is on why you eat ice cream by yourself. And we've been laughing at you for years. And now,
I know.
Boy, aren't you glad you're
right?
I'm a
dang scientist.
No. I wouldn't be wrong, Monica. God.
I wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah. The other one that's kind of fascinating, and they're thinking that this is why there were sort of reemergence of outbreaks in some places like New Zealand and Vietnam that have kind of been able to shut it down. And they're not really letting new people in. So they're trying to figure out how there's still a handful of people that have tested positive. Scientists put some coronavirus on some meat, like a slice of chicken, and then they froze it. They threw it in the freezer and they froze it to, you know, minus 20 degrees or whatever.
Okay.
21 days it stayed in that freezer. They brought it back out, it was still there. Yeah.
It just doesn't want to go away.
It doesn't.
It just hangs there.
It is a bit of a bleep hole. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
It's really just annoying here. And so they think that maybe that's how, because it imported meats, and even though they came in frozen and you think you're good to go, and then.
And nope.
Yeah. Ends up on the thingies. Oh, and you know, we will at least say this, because lots of people like to lament about how unlucky they are. They say, I am just so unlucky. I never win anything. Nothing ever goes my way. Just know that this morning, if you're the one who's whining about that, you're not nearly as unlucky as the dude in Nevada who became the first guy in America to get the coronavirus twice.
That right there is, that's a fear. It's like to have it and then be like, oh, well, I'm all right. I made it through.
Yeah, I know.
And then catch it again.
And then you think, I've got the antibodies. I'm Superman. Mm-hmm. I can do whatever I want. This poor dude, like 25 years old, he's probably thinking to himself, all right, God he's out to get me. He's coming after me. It's like Final Destination for this poor dude. It's like everywhere he's going. So he ended up testing positive a second time.
But I guess he feels okay. I mean,
I don't know. I didn't read the rest of the article. I just threw it on the floor.
Well, fingers crossed he feels okay.
Let me check and see. I have I don't know. Because, so he thought on April 18th he got sick. And then by April 27th he tested negative for the virus twice. And on May 31st he sought treatment again. Fever, dizziness. He was hospitalized for 5 days. Yeah, so no, he didn't feel good at all. He wasn't asymptomatic or any of those things. So,
yay.
Coming up, the burglars thing's going to freak you out. And also what they've tested out in Japan. I know, Monica, you are not a fan of this piece of technology. I am not a fan of this piece of technology, especially for somebody like Monica to have access to. So we will explain all of that that's on the way here on The Thing.
Trending top three, number three.
This one will freak you out. Nothing really surprised me just with the way technology is, but this one, it feels like it's straight out of Ocean's 11. Like this is the way they would figure out how to break into the vault, Monica. Oop, Monica's not there.
So this is a new way.
Yeah, sorry. I had Antoine's microphone turned on and not yours. And Antoine's not even here, so
man.
That's just ridiculous. So this is a new way, and you expect this to be right out of Ocean's 13 on this one, because they listen to your key.
Okay.
So they can...
listen to my key.
Yeah, so they can hear the way your key goes into the lock. I mean, because a lock, while it is somewhat intricate, and the more fancier mm-hmm. they get, the more intricate they are. But the lock on your door is not super advanced, where it's just a bunch of little ridges. And that's why you have ridges yeah. on your key. And when they line up, it goes tick, 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 and then it clicks over. So what they're saying is that thieves could record that sound and then play it back and analyze it and make a key just on the sound.
That's crazy. That's their secret sound.
It is their secret sound. Yes.
Everything.
I know.
In your home. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
You know, maybe,
that's terrifying.
Maybe we should do that sometime when the secret sound does come back, because it is coming back, I believe, it right at the beginning of October, is, you know, the secret sound of like, ladies and gentlemen, that was the front door to Monica's house, everybody. Yes!
Woo! Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I guess on the bright side, they say that this, you know, this requires a lot of time and equipment. So it says a regular criminal is better off trying to just physically pick your lock. Oh, okay. That's yay.
Yay.
I suppose. but it is interesting. They've been doing all these studies and
I mean, what is
research.
This, Crime Magazine? It's like they're giving out tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Where does like, this come you. From? It does seem like Crime Magazine. It's sort of like when you go on the internet, it says like, here's all the ways to break into stuff. And I'm thinking, that
yeah.
seems like a bad
Thank
idea.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the heads up.
Number two
trending. So word is right now, because TikTok, I guess, is still going to be sold. That's the rule. Trump says that the U.S. portion of TikTok has to get sold by China, whether they like it or not, or he's going to ban it. So there was talk of Microsoft being the people that wanted to buy it. But they have teamed up with a little upstart company that maybe you have heard of, Monica, named Walmart. And the two of them are going to try to buy this thing together.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? TikTok, I was into it, and then I just wasn't. So, you know.
You're into it for an hour?
It's gone.
It was an hour and a half? Is that what it was?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, oh, this is so funny. And then I was like, all right, I don't care anymore.
I know, I'm kind of rooting for it to be banned. I want it to be banned because I want less social media that I have to try to keep up with. I'm thinking, can you ban?
Oh, yeah, because you do have a TikTok account. Have you put anything on your TikTok?
No. And you know what? I yelled at my daughter about that the other day. I was very disappointed in her because she's 11 years old. And so, of course, she lives on TikTok and she does videos all the time. And so I told her, I said, hey, I'll set up my TikTok. I would like you to help me and help me do videos, like tell me what videos I need to do. She goes, okay, sure, no problem. Week goes by, I don't hear anything. She said, oh, I'm still, you know, I don't know what you should do for your first video. I'm still trying to plan this out. So that was like a month ago or more. And the other day I said, what happened here? You're supposed to
what
help
me
out. And she said, well, you know, I can't really think of anything. I said, you do 20 videos a day for yourself. You can't come up with one for me?
She's busy.
She said, well, I'm just doing all the, you know, the dances and stuff. I said, that's what I'm talking about. What else would there be?
She's getting paid. She has a job, and you just don't know about it. And she's busy, so she can't help you right
now. Well, I better find out about it, because if I get surprised at tax time, I'm going to be very upset about that one. I want to know there's money rolling in. I'm trying to give her another revenue stream, Monica. Me.
She doesn't have time for it. Ask Lennon.
Oh, he sees a lost cause. He just wants to watch Fortnite videos. That's all he wants to do. but yeah, so the word is, so this would be TikTok, U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. So just that. TikTok would still own the rest of the world. $40 billion is what they're thinking. Man, I would just... I think I'd at least take a week off, you know? Maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Number one.
Well, they're all excited in Japan, Monica, because they unveiled their prototype to the public, and it had its first successful test of the flying car.
No.
You know what? I did see the headline for it, and I was like, I didn't click the article, but I was excited and not excited at the same time, because I'm like, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Flying cars.
I don't like the flying car at all.
People are already distracted as it is. Can you imagine texting and flying?
Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? I mean, then you have to legitimately start worrying about people crashing into your bedroom. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is. That you're going to end up with a flying car on your roof. You're just there minding your own business, but some dingleberry was trying to order a pizza at the same time that they were driving, a.k.a.
I don't like
flying.
It.
I'm not a fan. You know, I have to admit, at one point I said, you know, I'm not a fan of these smartphones. I don't want one. I'm good with my flip phone. Kind of had to swallow my pride on that one. But
That's different.
I don't want the flying car. They did a 4-minute test flight of this thing and the world's smallest electric vehicle, too. So it kind of looks like a motorcycle with four propellers attached to it, which is just.
I don't like it at all.
No. Mm-mm. So not only is.
And can you imagine running out of gas?
Right.
In that thing? Like. You know, you just fall.
You're going to fall out of the sky. You go drop it. And again, and you'll land in my bedroom. It's fine if you want to drop out of the sky and just land on the ground and hurt yourself. But you're going to land on somebody else. You're going to crash into my garage.
Yep.
I am not a fan. Not a fan of the flying car. I don't like it at all. Coming up, it's the worst video game ever. Monica, I'm going to go out and say that this is the most boring video game in the history of video games. Then we're going to grill each other in the hot seat. Now, mine is actually based in science. Scientists say this is a way that you can lose weight and keep it off. They do believe that this is a thing. Will you do it is the question, Monica. So I'm going to ask you in the hot list that's coming up on the way on the Thang, WXLK HD, Roanoke. Diary on your Angry Tuesday, coming up in the hot seat. Monica, it is what they think will be a scientifically proven way to keep off the weight. You just got to do one thing. You just got to eat one thing.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you're going to want to eat it. I don't
think so. As long as it's not ranch.
It's not ranch, but you know what? You may be wishing for ranch by the end of this. I'll explain in a few minutes now.
The K92 Morning Thang blows your mind.
I have what I believe is the most boring video game ever, Monica. Just horrible.
Why would you even play it if it's boring?
I don't know. I don't know why you would play this one. It makes no sense to me at all. That is my story and blow your mind. What is your story?
This woman, she was told to burn down her house. Why?
She was told to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to burn it down.
All right. Go over there and burn down your house. Okay. Most boring video game ever, Monica, where you get to blank. A, ride a bus. B, commute to work. Or C, sit on an airplane.
Oh, God.
Just all so riveting, aren't they?
I'm going to go C.
You're going to go airplane. C, sit on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah, say hello to airplane mode. Yeah, being billed as the only flight simulation game where players can experience the intense excitement of being in coach for a long flight. That's what it is. That's the game. Yes.
That's the game. How do you get? How do you score points?
Well, there's activities available like reading the in-flight magazine. Ooh.
Oh.
this is a real thing. Playing Sudoku. And watching movies from the 1930s and looking out the window, which features realistic satellite imagery of the flight path. And there's a twist, Monica. Occasional crying babies.
Ooh. Man. But I guess if you played The Sims, it's kind of a little similar, right?
Is it, though? You know, and this is going to be embarrassing, but there was a video game when I was, I think it was in high school. And we used to play all the time. And it was one of these simulation games, and it was called Aerobiz. And in Aerobiz, you ran your own airline. So you had to buy planes, and you had to create flights, and then you had to run sales on the prices to flights.
Gotcha.
I know. Be quiet. I know. I thought about it where I'm making fun of this game. I'm like, that's so stupid. I'm like, this really
you
is just
would
an,
play.
It's an add-on pack to Aerobiz. Loved Aerobiz. Yep. Well, Monica, you can take the 2.5-hour flight from New York to Halifax, Nova Scotia in this game. Or if you're really feeling it, man, 6-hour trip to Iceland, baby.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So ready to sit on that plane.
Yeah. That is somewhat. If you're playing that game, I feel like you have too much time on your hands. If you can actually just sit on a flight without actually going anywhere, you do. You need a friend or at least a YouTube channel to watch or something.
Yeah.
All right. They told her to burn down her house. Mm-hmm. Why would they do that?
Yeah. They told her to burn down her house. Why? A, because she had fire ants in her bed. B, there was a tick's nest in her kitchen. C, snakes in her toilet.
Oh, snakes in the toilet would be just horrible. Fire ants seems too obvious. Fire and fire ants. I'm going to go with ticks. They say ticks. Burn down the whole house for the ticks.
Ticks everywhere. Ooh, that'd be terrible. But you're wrong.
Oh.
She had snakes in her toilet. So she said that her toilet stopped working, and she was like, well, what's going on? She went to lift the top off the toilet. And when she did, she had 4 snakes in there.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Pass. That's why I wouldn't flush, because they were all in there. Ugh.
And they
just squirming around.
They came up through the pipes. Is that how this worked?
Yeah.
How come she used to burn down her house?
Someone said, just burn it down. You know how people say that when they see a spider, and burn down the house. But that's why people are like, just leave.
So that
you have snakes coming in your home like
expert
that.
Expert home advice. There was not a contractor that said, yeah, you know, we're just going to have to burn this whole house down.
No,
I'm sorry.
Just a Facebooker, you know. Ooh. So, but four snakes, not just one four.
Was that in Australia? Yeah. I feel like that's what would happen in Australia, of all places.
I actually don't think so. No.
Okay. So how did Australia's snake... Are our toilets connected to Australia now? Is that what we have going on here? Because that's what I would think, is the snakes would come up from the other side of the earth and they'd be shooting out of our toilets. So, yay.
Oh, sweat! 1, 2, 3, 4! Ah!
Sit down in the hot seat.
Hot seat.
Uncomfortable questions with Zach Jackson and Monica Brooks grilling each other. Now, mine, it's based in science, Monica.
Okay.
But you have to do one thing, and I'm not sure if you want to do this thing. You got to eat.
Would you do that thing?
The thing? Man, this feels very unpleasant, but I guess ultimately you wouldn't. I don't know. All right, you know, I'll just put it out there and you tell me. So researchers have found a way for people who can lose weight and actually keep off the weight once they hit their goal. Monica, you only have to eat one thing.
Okay.
Your own poop.
What?
Poop.
Why, because you're going to throw up?
This is how you maintain circle of life. It just goes back and forth.
So this is like the human centipede diet.
This would be the more scientific way of doing that, because it would be frozen microbiome capsules that were created based on your own initiative.
That sounds tasty.
Doesn't it though?
Nope, not doing it.
So you say no.
I mean, would you? No.
So it goes along the lines of keeping your metabolism healthy and managing your weight through your gut bacteria. You know, they say that healthy bacteria. The gut bacteria, which is, I never liked
that. No, I don't want to taste gut, you know? I don't want to.
Is there, what if there's no aftertaste on the pill? It tastes like taking an ibuprofen.
And there's no flavor.
Right.
Nah, that's okay.
But the thought's there. See, the thought remains. And hang on, I got to take my poop pill. I'll be right back.
One thing I wanted to try was my own placenta, and
what?
They didn't give it to me.
Your connection dropped out because I think God threw up while you were talking. What happened?
A lot of people have placenta soup.
They do.
Or they put it in capsules.
A smoothie.
You know, and I wanted placenta soup, and Jared was like, oh, no. And it's healthy. People say they swear by it, but I wasn't able to take my placenta home. So.
Yeah, but so you'd be okay with that, but somehow this is gross to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same. You know, I should point out, because it's back to school day in Roanoke City today, and it would not surprise me here, Monica, if as we come into the 8 o'clock hour, where we lose you because internet just goes down everywhere around here. Because Zoom was out last week when all the colleges tried to go back.
I heard about that.
On that Monday.
Yeah.
And Monica's...
Yeah, my kids are up and getting ready for school.
Yeah.
It was dressed. She did her hair and everything, and, you know, and... Yeah, and Hendrix, he's eating breakfast.
Yep.
It's like, so they're up.
Yep, I see this happening already. It's unfolding right before our very eyes and ears.
All parents, people are Facebooking and asking questions about, you know, the setup. And, you know, so questions are rolling. People are trying to figure stuff out.
So parents, get off of it. Don't send your kids to school. Monica needs to broadcast. It's very important. Y'all go away. Come on. All right, we continue in the hot seat. Do tell. What do you have?
So my question. Okay. So, if the world ends next week, okay?
All right.
And you can do anything you want, even if it's illegal, what are you doing?
Man. Now, am I the only one that knows the world's ending, or do we all know the world's ending?
Ooh, because that does make a difference.
Right. Because if everyone has the same mindset.
Let's say you know. Only you know.
Only I know. Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, you know, I can think of a lot of smutty things off the top of my head that that would be good to go. You know, and of course, the right answer here is I would spend that week with my closest friends and family, just being together.
Well, you can do that too, but this is like one thing where you just
and then when they go to bed,
wow.
Yeah, I think I would I would rob something. I think I would rob something.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to consider
like a foodie thing.
Yes. I go to a real fancy restaurant, like the fanciest restaurant in the entire world. I would definitely do that. Go to the fanciest restaurant in the entire world, because what does any of it matter anymore? Now, you better promise me, Monica, that the world ends in a week. Because if I go to the fanciest restaurant, and I spend all this money and then the world doesn't end, I'm going to be very upset. How dare you let us all live on? We were all supposed to die this week.
You get like that $10,000 $10,000 burger or something with gold flakes or whatever. You'll do something like that. And you're like, oh, well.
And then I find out, you know, I spend all of my money. And then Monica goes, oh, actually, you know what? The meteor trajectory changed. So,
yeah, my bad.
Yeah, but you were the only one that we told the world was going to come to an end. So everybody else, they live their normal life. You quit your job, which, of course, that position's now been filled. You know, that's what would happen to me. It would be 1 week left, so I wouldn't come to work. But they'd still be like, yeah, Zach, can you do a Saturday shift before you leave, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be me. I'll be broadcasting. End of the world. I'll be the one, well, I got to go into work. I mean, it's the end of the world. I got to let everybody know about it. So, yes, fun. 52353, you got a hot list question you want to ask us or grill Antoine another week? Antoine will be back tomorrow, by the way. I'm not a bad person, but I did something, Monica. I'm a bad son. What I've learned is I have weak spots in my life. There are things I'm skilled at. And there are things I'm not skilled at. So I need people for those things. And I keep saying that I need people to help me with my mail. And this is just another reason why. I'll explain next. Happy Hour Triple Play on the way. Now, you're not a bad person, but... this is like a mini confession, Monica. It's not even my week to confess, and here I am confessing.
But you have to.
You have to.
Just let it out. What did you do?
And you can participate. You can share. Because I know we all do bad things, and sometimes we didn't mean it, or it just you watch like a baby fall down, and it's just funny. Like the baby gets back up, and everything's fine, but you laughed. You laughed at that kid when they fell down.
It's a tiny thing.
Yeah.
Tiny little bad
thing. Mm-hmm. So please feel free to share. You're not a bad person, but I'm a bad person. At least for this instance right here, because I was cleaning off. We have a desk in our kitchen, and I found something on that desk. And I was very disappointed, and I know that someone would be very disappointed in me. I'm a bad son. But I have told you over and over again, Monica. What have I told you that I'm very bad at?
What, at listening to your mom?
Well, you know, I guess.
Well.
Listening in general. mail. I'm bad at mail.
Oh, well, yes. That too.
I don't mail so good. I have a hard time opening mail. I just, over the years.
Well, don't you toss it? You toss it in a pile?
Yes, I toss it in a pile and I kind of just forget about it. Because all my bills are online. So I know that it's not a bill. And I'll kind of scan the mail right when it comes in without even opening and think, okay, well, none of this is a bill, so let me just throw it in the corner. Of course, I get ruined by that often because sometimes it is a bill, and then I realize 2 months later when I'm paying a late fee on that bill. But this was not that. I had to clean off the desk in the kitchen because it is now becoming school. It's a back-to-school desk, so I had to clear it off for my son, and I'm going through my mail, and what did I find that I had not opened, Monica?
Uh-oh.
Birthday card for me from my mom.
Yeah. Oh.
My birthday was in April, at the beginning of April.
She sent you a card, and did she write, like, a note or anything, like a special message to her son?
And actually, in it said, what do you want for your birthday? So, you know, I never got, I was thinking to myself, God, what if there's money in here? And I didn't even realize it. There was not.
And
there was
no
money.
She waited for you to say thank you or to talk to her and tell her.
You know, I feel like I said thank you for the card anyway, because I knew it came in and probably blanket said, oh, yeah, thanks for the card. But yeah, it took me 5 months. 5 months. It's almost my half birthday now. Look at that.
You know what? She probably stopped by the house and your house and she did see that card in the corner. Like, he didn't even open it.
Maybe. Thankfully, it was this is a large pile, and it was a 5 month long pile. So there was it was buried by a lot of other things. I'm not a bad person.
That's no good.
But
it's okay. It's okay. You know, you learn from that. I mean, I'm a bad person at times, I will say.
Good. Thank God. Thank you.
I'm tired. You know, I am tired of cooking. Like, I feel like since quarantine, it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, Every time. I'm just cooking all day.
Yeah, and now when you think about it, where now it's even back to school, they have a break for lunch, but, well, it's still, you also are the cafeteria worker.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, when it started, I'm like, I realized that I was really only taking care of dinner because the kids, you know, they had breakfast with Nana, mm-hmm. they had lunch at school, and then I took care of dinner. But when it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're like, in snacks, I'm like, gosh, I'm in the kitchen all the time.
Ugh, it's every day. These people eat all of the time. I know.
Ugh. And I was like, I told myself, you know, I don't feel like cooking crap. So the other day, I looked at the kids. I'm like, you know what's for dinner? Slices of cheese and some crackers. Here you go. And they're like, what? And Jared came home and said, are you really giving our kids just cheese slices and crackers? I'm like,
yes. And I believe what you gave him for dinner right there was a dirty look.
Yeah. I'm like, are they full? Yes, they are.
Cheese got protein in it, right? End of story. Thank you.
Yep.
How many food groups are they covering here? 2, 3, 4 of them.
Same bad person.
Oh,
it's all right.
Yeah, I feel you on that one because it is. It's sort of a relentless thing. You know what, Monica? I can introduce you to a concept that some friends of mine taught me. It was a Southern thing in their house. You can serve them Bill Jones for dinner.
Bill Jones.
Bill Jones, yes, because where they grew up, and it was their daddy had a Southern accent, and a lot of times they say, Daddy, what's for dinner? And he said, Bill Jones, because that meant build your own dinner. Get in there and build your own. Go figure it out and see what it is. So, you can tell the kids it's Bill Jones for dinner. What's Bill Jones? You get in there and you figure it out. Have fun with all that. Oh, my son would love it if he could have Bill Jones every night because he'd just have donuts and popcorn. He'd love it.
Uh-huh.
He'd be like, is it Bill Jones again?
Is he full?
Is he full? That's the question you ask yourself as a parent. Not, did I do a good job? Was it nutritious? Did I put in the work? Are they full? Happy Hour Triple Play is next.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Of course, we had the breaking news that on Friday night, Chadwick Boseman, he passed away.
Yeah, at Black
age of 43.
Panther. I mean, just nobody really knew that he was as sick as he was.
I know for 4 years, he was diagnosed with colon cancer back in 2016, and he managed to be featured in like 6 or 7 films while sick, really sick.
Yeah, 2020 is just, man, it's the year that can't quit. It wants to take a little bit of everything, and this is a downer story, and especially because... You know,
it's devastating.
Yeah, and what he means to sort of African-American kids and that whole line of being a superhero and everything. So that really, really sucked to see that.
Yes. Yeah, and he had actually posted a video 4 months ago, and people could see his weight loss. But, of course, they summed it up to, okay, he's preparing for a role, a movie role.
Yeah, you never know.
And then other folks were teasing and you know, and talking about it and... We had no idea.
Yeah, exactly. This is Chadwick talking at Howard University, which I think he went to Howard. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He did, yep.
Okay, but he was doing one of the recent graduation speeches there.
To be young, gifted, and black, we all know what it's like to be told that there is not a place for you to be featured. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. This is your time.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Tough one to swallow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, speaking about weight gain, weight loss, people were talking about Adele because Adele, she looks fantastic. She's be feeling well. And folks were like, what's going on with Adele? I don't like it. And once again, you would think that people would learn that. You know, people are, you know, that you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Adele looks like a totally different person, man. I saw a picture of her from the other day. She was walking around in a bikini top and something. And it was just, it doesn't look like the same person. It's like somebody took over Adele's Instagram and said, I'm Adele now. And you think, wait, didn't you look a different way? No, I'm Adele now. She looks good.
Yes, she does look good. And someone said that she looked like, she resembles Katy Perry. She looks a little bit like Katy.
She did. And in the one that I saw, I almost thought it was Katy Perry. And then I looked at the headline and that it was, in fact, Adele. And, of course, you can't win anymore either where Adele shows a picture of herself. And then social media went insane because she had something that was sort of like an African head dress hairpiece thing on, and so then the cultural appropriation police started yelling at her for all of that and whatever. But you know, long story short, she looked really good in that bikini walking around.
Seems happy.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's you know what? Let's be happy. Let's do that right now. Let's do the happy hour triple play, courtesy of our friends at Wendy's and their amazing brand new breakfast. And we will give you free food from Wendy's on the other side of this as well, if you would like to play Factor Bullcrap. So here we go.
Set the tone for your day. It's the happy hour triple play on the K92 Morning Thing.
Thank you, DJ.
Coming up, the absolute worst thing to talk about with your significant other.
You're listening to the K92 Morning Thing, where people match wits in the arena of fate. This is Fact or Bullcrap.
But now, Monica, it's been a long time since we've done it this way.
I know.
Yes.
It's just weird.
We had contestants on the phone. Yeah, how do we do this? Do you remember?
Yeah.
What do I need to do? Do I need to push a button and make Samantha magically appear?
I think so.
Is that how it works? Let me see if I can do that. I push a button. Did Samantha magically appear? Samantha, are you there?
I am.
Oh, see? Look at that. Right. Samantha, good morning.
Samantha.
Hi.
Good morning.
You know what, Samantha? If you could have one superpower, which one would you pick?
Probably to fly.
Okay. Flying's a good one. It's not my favorite one, but it's not bad. So Samantha says flying. All right, Samantha is going to take on Shannon. Let's see if I push this magical button. Will Shannon be here? Shannon, are you here?
I am.
Oh, my God. Look at this. I still know how to do this, Monica.
Yeah.
After 247 years as we get going here. Shannon, one superpower. Which one do you want?
I want x-ray vision.
Okay. X-ray vision, that's one where I almost feel like you want it, and then you realize later, once you've been given it, you don't want it anymore. You think, oh my God, I don't even want to see what I'm saying now. Okay, so it's Samantha versus Shannon. Samantha, would you like to go first or second in the game today? Samantha.
I'll go second.
All right, Samantha will go second. Shannon, you will go first. Here's the deal. Factor Bullcrap is three rounds. I'll give you a statement. You tell me if it is Factor Bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it round, lose a point. You're also allowed one screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go.
Round one.
All right, Shannon, your question in round one, fact or bullcrap. Shannon, if you drive with your windows down, science says you are exposed to 80% more pollution. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Shannon?
Fact.
Fact is...
correct!
Yeah, Monica always talks. It's the particles. It's the duty in the air. It's the pollution. It's everything.
That's really, everywhere.
We just need like a windscreen for the world. I think that's what it is.
Uh-huh.
And you want it to be the mask, but that doesn't seem to be cutting it either. All right, Samantha, here's your question in round one, factor bullcrap. Samantha, according to recent research, you can make chocolate healthier by combining it with food waste like peanut skins and coffee grounds. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Samantha?
Bullcrap?
Bullcrap is...
That means you're wrong.
No.
Yes, that's exactly what you want. This was for milk chocolate specifically. They said dark chocolate was healthier anyway, so you didn't need to grind up a bunch of peanut skins and garbage to put in there. But it did. It made milk chocolate healthier, and they claimed that it tasted better too. Just do you believe them is the question. Okay, so after one round, it is Samantha minus one, Shannon one.
Round two.
Shannon, your question in round two, factor bullcrap, Shannon. Pineapples were such a status symbol in Europe in the 1700s, people used to rent them to bring to parties. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Shannon?
Fact.
She says fact, and she is...
correct!
Ah, yes, Monica, what a lovely pineapple you have right there.
And I like how Shannon said fact. Like, I know all about it.
Right. Everybody knows that. Doy. You know.
I like that.
That's such a weird business, though, because I feel like the pineapple rental business is just you have to get new pineapples over and over again. I mean, how long do you have one? One or a week or two? Something like that. I don't know. All right, Samantha, here's the deal. You got to get this one right or the game is over. Fact or bullcrap, Samantha. In the movie Back to the Future, the original plan was for the time machine to be... a refrigerator. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Samantha?
Bullcrap.
She says bullcrap, and she is...
That means you're wrong.
Yeah, and so, Monica, what they said was it was originally going to be a refrigerator, and they were afraid that kids in real life, after seeing the movie, would be like, I want to go back in time and crawl into an old refrigerator, and that would be... very unfortunate.
That'd be terrible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows the best time machine is what, Monica?
What's that?
Hot tub. Hot tub time machine.
Oh,
hot tub time
machine. Forget about hot tub.
Yes, come on.
That was a good one.
It is. Yeah. It's so stupid. And, you know, if you want to just kind of get lost in something and not have to think about coronavirus or life or back to school. I feel like I'm in school right now because I have to. Is it Hendrix that I'm listening to in the background?
Yes.
His school.
Yes. Yeah. Hendrix. He's.
So I'm back to kindergarten now today, which is going to be fun. but yeah, hot tub time machine. Highly recommend for a stupid movie. To just escape all of it. Now, Hot Tub Time Machine 2, I don't recommend at all. Very bad. Very bad. Yeah. It's very disappointing. Don't do that one. You know, you love them because they're your significant other, your soulmate, your partner in crime, whatever the heck you want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times where you wish they would just be quiet. Just stop talking. and especially when it's certain topics. And I feel like everybody has a significant other. Anyone who has a significant other, there's that one topic that just makes your eyes roll into the back of your head and you don't ever want to hear about it again. And I know for my wife, like she doesn't want to hear about fantasy football or baseball or any of those sort of sports or work or what I have going on with my friends. Really nothing. Nothing at all. She doesn't want to say anything.
She doesn't want to hear it.
but I know, Monica, your husband has several lines of conversation that are just, they're not for you.
Oh, gosh. Well, once you start talking about it, you get them going. If you talk about any kind of like wiring of anything, of a house, you know, you start talking about it and he will go. He will go for a long time. I'm like, okay, well, I'm good.
Yeah.
And but at the same time, it's great when someone's passionate about whatever they're talking about, but it can take a turn.
You just wish he had a friend who was passionate about it too, so they could sit and talk about wires and cords all day long, because he likes to mansplain those wires and cords also.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and he's been working in the man cave and building all these things and doing stuff and hooking up wires. And I mean, and he does a great job with it. He enjoys it. He has fun doing it. But yeah, when he goes into great detail about
it. But why is it not silent fun? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my wife. If I have to hear any more, Monica, about Howard Stern's wife's cat rescue program, I can't anymore. There's just so many. She watches it on Instagram. She shows me the videos. I'm like, oh.
So is she trying to send you a message that she wants a cat?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's definitely. And not only that, she doesn't want any rescue cat. She wants one of Howard Stern's wife's rescue cats because, you know, they're like celebrity rescue cats, of course.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And I got to hear more about like how many cats they have in the house and what she does with all of the cats. And look at this Instagram video of the cat. That's, It's that one, and have you seen
a cat person?
No, I'm not. Nope, that is fine. The answer is no on that one.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wrong! It's 2020. Anything could happen. It's going to happen.
All right, you know what? 2020 has punished us all enough. I'm drawing the line. I don't have to end up with a cat in my house. It's that one. Have you ever seen this? What's this family on Instagram? It's got like a turkey living in their house. Have you seen these people?
No.
Yeah, they got a turkey. I don't know. The turkey's got some name because my whole family refers to the turkey by their first name. And I'm thinking, oh, good. We're talking about Roy again. Here we go. It's a turkey. It's a turkey, a dog, and some other animal. And they all live in the house together.
Oh, gosh.
I know. This sounds like I've been smoking something. When I'm like, dude, there's a turkey that lives in the house. Someone back me up at 52353. But yeah, the family's always telling me about the adventures of the turkey and the dog and the other animal. And it's a temple rubber. That's what it is.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And they go viral.
Oh, they do. And they go viral. I know. That's the thing. Every time I think, you know what? Here I am doing this show 4 hours a day and we're busting our tails. And I think, why didn't I just adopt a turkey? If I had a turkey at home, I wouldn't have to do any of these things.
Yep. You need a turkey.
Yeah, exactly. So 52353, if you would like to weigh in something your significant other, boy, they just start talking and you just want to put your head through a wall, you can text that to 52353. On the way, Monica Jerkface Brooks will explain. It's Esther, Monica. It's Esther.
Esther.
Yes. Text 52353. It's Esther the pig, Phil the dog, and Cornelius the turkey. Those are the three that live together that I have to hear about all the time.
Yeah, and they have good names.
Yeah. It's always good, you know, when you wake up at 3:30 in the morning and you do this show and you're emotionally and physically exhausted because we put so much out there and we try to come up with original content for 4 hours. And then I come home and my kids and wife tell me all about Cornelius the turkey and what he did today.
Oh, yeah. See, look. Yeah, I know. Like, love you.
Oh, I know. Text 52353. We were talking about the things that your significant other will just drone on and on and on about. Brooke from Glasgow says, my husband and his race car. I am so over it. Brian in Withville says, I tell my wife all the time, if I ever want her to talk, all I have to do is turn on the TV. LOL. Yeah. Hey, what's going on over there?
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
I'm assuming you didn't watch, but did you watch or did you hear anything about last night's MTV VMAs, Monica?
I heard a little bit about it. I heard about Gaga's outfit, which I did see that outfit. Yeah, with the mask and everything.
Gaga almost had a wardrobe malfunction during Rain on Me with Ariana Grande. She almost had one slip out the bottom of her. She had the underboob thing going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's risky.
Here's the thing that was so bizarre about their performance. I'll play it a little for you here because everybody wore masks. So they had masks on, and Lady Gaga had this weird robot mask where it showed this robot mouth on the front of it. But I don't think anyone was singing. So really, they didn't even have to lip sync. They kind of just said that they had microphones, but I think they were just pretending.
They were just dancing.
Because they have masks on.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Oh well, you know.
And they were dancing around a lot, but I just got a kick out of the fact that they kind of bobbed their heads. I guess that's 2020 lip syncing, where you don't have to move your mouth. It's head syncing. So you just dab and just dab it around. Yeah, Gaga had all sorts of masks. She had this one that had horns coming out of the side of it. She and Ariana won best collaboration.
I feel like when we were in the studio, we turned our tears that felt like endless.
Now there you can hear that she's in a mask. You can hear that mask sound.
It's rainfall into diamonds, and I will treasure those diamonds with you forever, honey. I love you. I love you, little monsters. All the Arianators, you rock. Thank you, MTV.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure it's being replayed 50 million times if you want to grab it online or whatever here on the thing. Chrissy Teigen loves sour candy. That's what I learned.
And she's pregnant, too.
Is she?
So... yeah, she's pregnant with her third, so she's probably having those pregnancy cravings.
Oh, she said she's going nuts on the sour candy, too.
I told you, I'm eating so much sour candy that my tongue is falling off. And it is.
She's showing her tongue is all just...
I'm literally falling off because I eat so much in the night.
Bumpy.
I eat sour straws, I suck on them, and then after them I have my blow pops. It's just falling off. My tongue.
The sour candy is the one for me. Like, I'm okay with a little bit of it, but how does anyone eat like a whole box of Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah, it does get hurty. It's hurty.
It is hurty.
Yeah.
So
don't want all that.
Just nobody likes the hurty. It's not like afterward that's a hurty. That's a hurty so good. That's a hurty so bad.
Yeah. But, warheads. Remember warheads?
Oh my God, I know. Yeah. The extra sour. There is. It's weird how you have a period in your life, because my kids are in it right now, where that's just enjoyable to you. You like to see how sour you can tolerate. You just put sour in your mouth and say, oh, it's the worst. My eyes are running. I'll have another one. Oh, okay, no problem. This guy, he broke the Guinness Book of World Records. You know what? If there was anyone on this show who was physically capable of doing this, Monica, I do believe it's you. And you can see this dude on our Facebook page. If you go to the Thang Facebook page. In 1 minute, he tore apart 29 license plates.
What?
With his hands. All right. So just like rip a license plate, a metal license plate. This dude, and you can go see the video. Here he is.
It fills my heart with a little love, you know? I mean, to be able to give back to the community. I mean, this is where I grew up. So to be able to give back to it and to provide, you know, some entertainment for people and give them a night out. And it's an honor to be able to do so.
A heck of a night out. Hey, baby, you want to go watch a guy rip license plates with his bare hands? Like, okay.
Let's do it.
But I think you could do it. You have strong hands and sort of like wrists and forearms and stuff. I think you'd be, of anyone on this show, my hands are too small. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, I think I have like average hands. I like to lift and I like to, you know, throw weight.
Right. But you can deadlift. I have that physical ability. I'm sure there's a trick to it. There's a way you got to grab the license plate, sort of that they say with phone books.
Oh, yeah.
And just rip them. I think if you knew that way, you'd be capable of ripping a license plate in half.
Oh, yeah. I would love to try something like that. I told you I still want to pull a car because I believe I could.
Yes.
So
And you know what? Star Country down the hall, they have these vintage like Star Country license plates that they used to be on the vehicles here that say Star Country on them. Let's rip one of those. That'll be fun. Be like a war. Let's start a war. We'll rip it in half. Yes, let's do that.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.